The Black Witch comes to Kharkov. Kharkov, Ukraine, USSR, 1980s. My mother was a psychiatrist who worked at one of the several large clinics in the city. The majority of her patients suffered from the standard psychiatric ailments: depression, mania, anxiety, and occasional psychosis. Mom and her co-workers made house calls or held office hours for the functional patients, and attended the more serious hospitalized cases in the clinic. It was a similar routine to that of her capitalist counterparts, save for a little-known group of patients who were unique to the Soviet Union. These patients were rarely spoken of, because prior to being institutionalized, they had been mentally healthy. Political dissidents posed a tricky dilemma to the regime. These weren't your run-of-the-mill murderers or petty thugs. Most were highly educated intellectuals. No, these individuals knowingly, willingly, and conspicuously rejected the Soviet Union, the Soviet way of life. They penned letters, attempted to organize rallies, spoke out against the system, and otherwise engaged in bizarre actions that had only one explanation. "No sane individual would oppose the USSR," was the official stance of the dictatorship. In other words, since A, communism was the ultimate form of human society, and B, it was natural for any normal person to aspire to the best, then C, anyone who shunned the best was clearly deranged. Deranged people belonged in asylums, which is exactly where the dissidents were incarcerated. But locking them away wasn't enough. To erase all doubt, the protesters had to be officially classified as insane. To achieve that, the regime first required an appropriate illness, and in 1969, one was supplied by Dr. Andrei Snezhnevsky, a leading Soviet academic. "Sluggishly progressing schizophrenia," a disorder recognized nowhere outside the communist bloc, was characterized by a sole key symptom: an irrational desire to fight perceived social injustice. Sluggishly progressing schizophrenia was considered an intractable disease that demanded the most aggressive treatment.